Tampa may need a new game plan for WrestleMania. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. A special welcome to those of you listening on OccupyProWrestling.com. If you want to bring our updates to your website, email us, desk@JustProWrestlingNews.com. Results from last night's Raw are straight ahead in this update, but first, authorities in Tampa, Florida are taking a hard look at how things were handled for the Super Bowl and perhaps what needs to be different in just over 2 months when WWE moves in for WrestleMania. The effectiveness of COVID-19 precautions at Raymond James Stadium and other NFL events will not be fully known for at least a couple weeks, but police and other officials are disappointed by what they saw after the game. Victory celebrations saw many revelers without their masks and ignoring social distancing measures. Tampa's police chief told WUSF Public Media that some businesses could see their liquor licenses suspended. Despite all of this, Tampa's mayor is promising that plans for a safe public celebration for the Buccaneers will be announced within the next couple of days. Meanwhile, independent promotions started to roll out their Mania Week plans on Monday. GCW will hold the Collective April 8th, 9th, and 10th. It says all events will be held outdoors with numerous COVID-19 safety protocols. IWTV is running its Showcase of the Independents over those same 3 nights. Well, it seems like WWE is willing to open its doors to just about any music artist who wants in. Bad Bunny was back on Raw last night, helping Damian Priest score a win over Angel Garza by outsmarting Garza's new allies, The Miz and John Morrison. WWE exec Nick Khan told Forbes, "We're going to see a lot of Bad Bunny on WWE TV." Khan also told Forbes that WWE also has its eye on getting Cardi B involved. A couple other notes from that Forbes article, Khan said WWE is developing a number of animated properties to target younger viewers, some aiming for kids as young as 2 years old. Khan said WWE is also re-examining its gaming strategy. 3 title matches are now set for Elimination Chamber. The Chamber match itself will see Drew McIntyre defending the WWE Championship against Randy Orton, Sheamus, AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, and The Miz. McIntyre and Orton were in the main event of last night's Raw. Sheamus showed up to ruin the match and got a claymore for his troubles. In another matchup of Chamber opponents last night, AJ Styles submitted Jeff Hardy. Royal Rumble winner Edge said last night he will not decide on his Mania title shot until after the Chamber. Lacey Evans earned herself a shot at Asuka's Raw Women's Championship with a DQ win over Charlotte Flair. That title match now set for the Chamber event. Rumble winner Bianca Belair was on Raw to let Asuka know she could be next if Asuka gets through Evans. The 3rd title match announced for Elimination Chamber is a triple threat for the U.S. title. Bobby Lashley defending against Keith Lee and Riddle. Lee returned to Raw last night with a win over Riddle, but after the match, Lashley laid waste to both guys. Lana beat Nia Jax in a tables match. The other half of the number one contenders for the women's tag titles, Naomi, she beat Shayna Baszler. The New Day beat T-Bar and Slapjack, but Xavier Woods' pursuit of a match against Reckoning drags on.
Impact Wrestling.
A tag title match set for tonight's Impact Wrestling. The Good Brothers defending against James Storm and Chris Sabin. Those same titles will be defended against AEW's Private Party at the Impact Plus exclusive No Surrender show on Saturday.
AEW.
AEW announcing Monday the first match to be held in its Women's World Championship Eliminator Tournament. It'll happen on Wednesday's Dynamite. It'll be legit Layla Hirsch versus Thunder Rosa. Also added to Dynamite, Pac versus Ryan Nemeth. 2 wrestlers on the rise, securing their places in AEW. It was announced Monday that Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado have joined the Nightmare family. Both men are in action on tonight's AEW Dark. Solo will tag with Lee Johnson against SCU. Tonight's Dark also has Marco Stunt scheduled for action less than a week after a video on Dynamite showed him being abducted by FTR.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor is releasing a new match today. It'll be the ROH debut of Sledge, taking on O'Shea Edwards. That's part of Ring of Honor's week-by-week YouTube show that drops at 1 p.m.
New Japan Pro Wrestling.
The first of two major New Beginning shows for New Japan is coming up on Wednesday. Two title matches at the top of the card. The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion Hiromu Takahashi defending against Sho. Dangerous Techers going after the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Titles and Taichi's stolen Iron Finger of Doom, both currently being held by the Guerrillas of Destiny. That's just pro wrestling news for Tuesday, February 9th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.